Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You are afraid? Are you afraid?
No.
Fear of the Bhagavad. Fear of the Bhagavad. Fear. People pay money to go and horrify. People pay money to go to horror movies. People pay money. You know?
Yes.
Why? Why is that? Why do people pay money for horror movies? To be frightened, to be panicked.
Because they're coming from those experiences. Coming from lower planets, so they want to keep experiencing that reality.
Okay, very good. What else? Why should you pay for someone to frighten you? What do you have to pay for? People, you agree that people pay money for horror movies. So why to pay for it? Huh?
Entertainment.
Yes. It's rasa. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Rasa. There is pleasure in it. Yes. People enjoy it. There is joy. Therefore, people pay money for it. But nobody pay money to Krishna. We don't pay Krishna. Who has already established material energy to harass us. Or not paying. So today yesterday we stopped at, after these 12 qualities, we look at sense control, mastery of the mind, mastery of the mind, sense control. We have looked at humility, then we look at fearless. Truthfulness. So yesterday we stopped at truthfulness. So this is this. I just want to read this verse, which is starting from. Let's look at the truthfulness. Truthful. It's Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 24 and 25. There's many items are mentioned. So from 24. It is said, chapter 17, first canto, chapter 17, text 24 and 25. Some of these qualities are mentioned. Tapa socham daya satyam itipada krite krita adharamam saistrayo bhagna Smaya Sangha Maidas Madhaistava. In the age of Satya, truthfulness, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women and men, and intoxication. So, truthfulness is so important, isn't it? Very, very important. It is what? The four legs of Dharma. The four legs. They are standing on four legs. Dharma is standing on four legs. And in Kali Yuga, how many legs are there?
One.
Which one? And that is fame?
No.
Is fame?
No.
Stita. Stita?
No.
Is what? Dancing. That means
That means what?
It's about to go. To go. So we shouldn't be surprised that Brahmana tells lie. Kaliya. And imperceptibly, devotees can taste one. Prabhu, can I speak with you for 2 minutes? Prabhu, can I speak with you? Just 2 minutes? How many need to go?
2 hours.
What is that? Yeah? What is that? Is it good for a devotee? Is it truthful or is it truth or lie? What do you think? Did they lie or true? Is it correct that we should do that? We shouldn't do that. But this is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. Can you give me 2 minutes? And he or she knows he wants to speak with you 2 hours. But he's asking for 2 minutes. Because it is cheating, because I know that you don't want to give me time, you have no time. Therefore, to cheat you, to trick you into it, just 2 minutes. It's deliberate. I know I'm going to take 2 hours from you, which you will not give me. So here in Kasipu mentality. Is it not here in Kasipu? It's here in Kasipu mentality. Excuse me, can you give me just 2 minutes? I'll be done. And it's going to go for 2 hours. This is cheating. It is untruthful. It is not truthfulness. It is duplicity. It's a deceit. It's cheating. And the remaining lack of religion, which is truthfulness, is dancing because of this. Because we are constantly hitting the leg by these deceitful activities. So as devotees, let us try to avoid this. It has serious, dangerous effect in our sadhana. Although it may look like nothing, but it is serious. I just mentioned that we are hitting the neck of Dharma. And we do this. This should be avoided. Is it clear? It is dangerous. That's why I just want to read it so we can have a clear understanding. Because all these qualities are from the scripture. All these qualities we are mentioning, they all come from the scripture. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you go to 7th canto and you go to 12th canto, Madhya Muni spoke about these things in detail. All these qualities we are discussing. We find them in 7th canto, 5th canto, sorry, 11th canto. And here in this 1st canto. He said, yeah. In Bhagavad Gita also, you see, yesterday we read from chapter 10, text 4 and 5. And chapter 13, 8 to 12. All these qualities, you go to chapter 18 also, these qualities are mentioned. So Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, you find all these qualities we are discussing. So we stop at truthfulness. That is why we want to refresh. Like this morning also, we started from the yesterday verse and continue. So if you look at our scripture, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, there is a continuity. Even from chapter to chapter, there is continuity. So also, we are following that. It's a continuity. So we can have connection. After all, we need spiritual connection. Is it not?
Yes.
We need spiritual connection. Without spiritual connection, we have no existence. How would a current pass through if there is no spiritual connection? How would a current to Bhakti pass through? we associate, so association, this association is to make that connection. And sometimes we have the contact without the connection. So devotees, we see each other, we greet each other, we even have a spiritual master, you have a Krishna, but there's no connection. It's just a contact, no connection. So there's a need for connection. That connection is the service which exists between us. The service which exists between us. So in Karakpa we discuss this. What connects the two people together? Service. Without the service, relationship is finished. Any relationship, if we remove service, it is finished. It doesn't exist any longer. So it's service. So we should understand this connection. And this book, reading has a lot to talk about truthfulness. And also here, how Papa described truthfulness, not our childless. So it can help us to understand exactly. We also look at how to cultivate truthfulness. Is it important? How do we cultivate this truthfulness? So not just theory, but we should know how to. We already discussed how to connect. So with everything else, you know how to cultivate them. Humility, how to cultivate humility. We explain every time, many times, how to cultivate humility. We explain. So let's look at humility, how to connect. One reason is that truthfulness is the last remaining leg of the four pillars of religion. The others, mercy, austerity, and cleanliness, have fallen to Kali. Therefore, cultivating truthfulness is the only hope to restore the fallen pillars and to prevent Kali from completely infiltrating human society. Cultivating truthfulness is what? Cultivating truthfulness is what? The only way to restore the remaining three legs. If you want the remaining three legs to come back, truthfulness will bring the three legs back. And what? Check Kali from infiltrating, from entering into our society. If you practice truthfulness, the remaining three legs which are broken in Kali Yuga will come back. And also, it will protect us from allowing Kali to enter. Kali will not enter if you maintain truthfulness. So it's important to practice truthfulness, to keep away Kali from entering into our midst. See, when we come together, when we come together like this, and we don't deal with each other honestly with truthfulness, what happened? Kali will start functioning. How do you know? The quarrel will come. There will be quarreling. There will be argument. Because that is, this is a weapons of Kali. When we argue, when we quarrel, it Kali comes in when there is untruthfulness. That is how Kali enters. So when we come together and our dealings are straightforward, no quarrel, no misunderstanding. Even if there is misunderstanding, immediately to be resolved. Oh, I'm sorry. It is finished. For Kali to function, there is falsity in our dealing with each other. So in all the persons of Krishna, when devotee asked me, Yes. What are the eternal activities of all the persons of Christians? Christians are eternal. Christians are temporal. So, Christians swallowed fire 2 times. The residence of Christians is daily. It's every day, daily. So it's eternal. To swallow fire is not every day. Is it not? It's not every day. But Christians did this pastime 2 times. It means what? That these are the loopholes for Maya to enter our practice, our Christian consciousness, our society, our community, our family. So Christians extinguish this. Extinguishing fire, forest fire, means Christian has put a quarrel among the waters. It's about to note a quarrel as explanation for all the demon Christian came. So we have the Rasa leader, which is every day, but swallowing fire is 2 times. Means Christian didn't do this every day. And his activities, which is done here, not in Goloka. Because there is no demons in Goloka to be killed every day. So Christians perform them here. So eternal activities of Christians, which is eternal, permanent, every day. It is happening there, it is happening here. The activities of Christians, which is happening there in Goloka Dam, and also happening in Goku Dam. This swelling of fire, killing demons, is not there. It is done here. The residence is there and it's also here. So some activity Christians brought them from there. And some, it is done here. So we can say these are eternal activities of Krishna. And of course, if you look at it, it is eternal because Krishna do them millennium after millennium. But because it is from time to time, we can say it is not eternal activity of Krishna. But because it is done eternally, millennium after millennium, it looks like eternity also. Like creating and destroying. It's temporal because it exists for some time and doesn't exist for some time. You can say this is a temporal thing to a Christian. But if you look at it carefully, it is eternal because he is doing it from time I create or destroy, I create or destroy, or create and destroy, and create and destroy. Millennium after millennium. So we should be careful and avoid giving Maya to Kali a chance to enter, which is untruthful dealings, untruthful relationships. Just imagine you are relating with somebody, but in your mind, you are thinking, I'm with you just because I want to cheat you. It's like, last Ekadasi was Manjugosha and Maidan. What relationship is that? It's cheating. This should be avoided. In Christian consciousness, we should know everything is known. Everything is transparent. Everything is known. Whatever we do, it is known. This is known. So, Lucretia told us what? I'm the one who knows everything. So you are dealing with a person who knows you completely. How careful must we be? Is that? Either we become afraid, or and avoid the person, or better we just be straight. Because what do they use time to hide before a person whom I cannot hide from? It makes sense. Like I mentioned the other day, that's a project of my group. I said one friend, she's from Germany. We did baptisms together. So after 1 year, we met again. So she told me, you know, I was with your guru there, but I didn't take initiation from you. I said, why? Because you cannot hide from me. And I have nothing to hide. So I was scared of him. Because you can't hide. Whatever you do, he knows. So we shouldn't be frightened, right? Better to straightforward. Yes. What is truthfulness? So the Papa says, a person whose words of honor is never broken is called truthful. And it's so powerful that this word Vasudev used to conquer cancer. This is the only weapon he used to conquer cancer. Everything else, he spoke philosophy for all these cancers were still holding his sword. As soon as Vasudev presented the character before, cancer was defeated. Because he knows this person, he preferred to die than to tell life. Therefore, whatever he says, I must accept it. He surrendered completely. Immediately became cool. There is a Hindi proverbs. You know the Hindi proverb? No one knows. Hindi. There's a Hindi proverb. Anyway. How famous should a devotee's word of honor be? A Hindi proverb says that those in the line of Raghu, who is that? Ramachandra, are known for keeping their word. Those who are devotees are known for holiness. So when you tell somebody, I'm coming at 2 o'clock, it should be 2 o'clock, right? We are leaving in 10 minutes. And they're going to leave in 1 hour. Is that truthfulness? Is that the dealing of a person from Raghu party? No. So we're not representing Lord Machandra perfectly. We're not. We are disgracing the lineage, which is not good. So I'm repeating, although it looks like nothing, we should be careful. It has a very dangerous, devastating effect on our sadhana. Because we are taking it very lightly, as if it is nothing. It is something. See, those in the land of Raghu are known for keeping their words. We may give up our lives, but we shall always keep our promise. This is the weapon. We are looking at the character. The character is power. Character is power. Vasudev defeated cancer because of this. So how is truthfulness cultivated? Now we'll look at cultivation. It begins by recognizing that Krishna is the supreme embodiment of truth, and that truthfulness means dedicating our lives to following his instructions. Truthfulness begins by recognizing that Krishna is what? The supreme embodiment of truth. And that truthfulness means dedicating our lives to following his instructions. Truthfulness also includes being faithful to the lifestyle Krishna has set out for us, which means that as conditioned souls, we are blessed to follow Varana Ashrama Dharma in the beginning. The culture. This is the beginning, the culture. The culture of truthfulness. Being responsible. Keeping to the standard Krishna has set forth for us. The flip side of being truthful is to avoid falsity. So we should stop telling lies. I'm coming 2 o'clock, should be there 2 o'clock. Don't say, oh yes, I was coming. You know, Prabhu, I lived on time, but traffic. But traffic. Today traffic was extraordinary. But we don't know that there will be traffic. We don't know that. We don't know that there will be traffic. We know. So why is that the excuse? It's untruthful. It's a falsity. It's a falsity. And then we are expecting that when I tell you this, you should accept. This is one of the problems I have with devotees for many years. When a devotee tells me lie and he wants me to accept, I refuse. I will refuse to accept. So this one is very wicked. See, I told him sorry, but he didn't accept. See, I told him sorry, but he didn't accept. I didn't accept because you have not repented. You have not seen that what you have done is wrong. So you are just telling me sorry. Tomorrow you are going to do the same thing. Say sorry. Mistake is something which is done not for a lifetime. Mistake is something which is not regularly done. Mistake is something which is once or twice. That's a mistake. That's something which we continuously do. It is deliberate, not a mistake. Therefore, say sorry means what? I have not accepted that what I'm doing is wrong. So when you say sorry, it means what? I'll say do it tomorrow, and I'll continue to do it again and again, and I'll tell you sorry. And when I say sorry, I'm expecting, why are you not accepting my sorry? You are wicked. You're not a devotee. This is wrong. A devotee should accept. I have told you sorry, no problem. You see, can you see, imagine, I told him sorry, what? See? He didn't accept. See? Is that how a devotee should behave? See, now I'm judging. Which means what? Yes. I have never accepted that what I'm doing is wrong as we change. So when we are teaching people, don't do this. It is considered wickedness. The wickedness. You are not soft. You should be soft-hearted. That is not soft-heartedness. Foolishness is not humility. It's a different thing. Once I was in a temple, and a devotee had some issue with the temple president. And the temple president was wrong. They were telling me the story, the thing, the incident that took place. The temple president was wrong. But the devotee naively told him, I'm sorry for what, I don't, let's just close this, I'm not. I said, no, this is not correct. Why? Why? It's correct? I said, no, this is not correct. This person has never been told or made to understand that what he did is wrong. So, forgiving him means what? He has not been rectified. Tomorrow, the same thing will repeat. Once you realize that I have done something wrong and beg for forgiveness, then I can be forgiven. Not before them, because you will do the same thing again. If you're not purified from it, you will repeat it again and again. So when I said, no, this is wrong, it's too hard. So after explanation. So that is foolishness, it's not humility. It is not humility. You understand? Humility is different. So we should avoid falsity. If you want to cultivate truthfulness, we should avoid falsity, which includes deceitfulness, hypocrisy, insincerity. If you want to cultivate being truthful, this should be avoided. Being deceitful. I know I am not going to come by 4 o'clock. So I will just take my time, my life, and whatever time I come, I tell you, I was stuck in traffic, Prabhu. I was stuck in the traffic for hours. Deceitfulness. We cannot be truthful. Yes, we are going to be excused, but tomorrow we will do it again and again. And that becomes our habit. Our habit becomes our culture. And today we have a low trust culture. This is what is happening now. Everywhere in the world, low trust culture. And so many things are happening because of this. Some nonsense things. So, now the money also instructs that one should avoid the five branches of irreligion. So the Bhakti Nata Kura mentioned irreligion. Maybe they also put in irreligion. Pretentious religion. Practically, this is what is happening everywhere. Today, nobody understands what is religion. We don't know what is religion. It's Adharma, everybody is practicing that. Different branches of Adharma. This is what is happening now. Is that religion, which teaches one that the process of going back to Godhead is violence? Is that religion? The process of going back, come back to God is violence. Is that religion? Yeah. But it's one of the popular religious systems in the planet today. Yes. So if violence is a means to go back to God, say, what will happen in Goloka? Violence. See, the violence will be there. Is that one of the biggest religious movement on the planet today? It's controlling, practically it's controlling the planet. And one of them said openly, I take the one I kill him will feel very happy. Is that a religion? I feel very happy when I kill a Hindu. I feel happy. It's a joy for me to do that. Yeah. And another one said, whatever you do now, when you die, it is finished. After death, no more. Finished. So it is dangerous because it gives me authority to do whatever I like, because after death, I'm finished. So everything is finished. Zero. So there's no reactions for whatever I do. So I can do it. It's also one of the religious, most popular religions in the planet. And people are following this. Many people follow this. Is that a religion? It's a dharma. Yes. It's a religion. Enough, there's no sound philosophy to defend what we present. So they make their membership through intimidation. Intimidate people. Look at Krishna consciousness. Make devotees from philosophy. Present the teachings that people see. So, okay, this is satisfying as we follow this. I serve a good example. I tried to be a good Christian. But how many questions which were not answered? Particularly in incarnation and karma. And I was very disturbed about it. I worried about this every day. Very day. Every day, every moment, this is my only problem. What happens after death? And that what brought me to Christian consciousness. Before then, I have gone to other places, speculating here and there, just to find what happens after that. When I came to Christian consciousness, the first answer, I said, yes, finish. This is it. Philosophy, not by intimidation, it's philosophy, clear philosophy, to explain in detail. So many people are doing so many rituals without explanation. And it is considered religion. When you say Hindu, what are you talking about? When you say Hindu, what are you talking about? Rituals. ritual for different personalities you don't know. Right? You don't even know the explanation to the rituals we do. How is that religion? We see Krishna consciousness so it's clean, direct, clean. You can see it yourself. Just a common sense one will understand. That yes, this is something practical. Dishonest social practices like corruption, bribery, and nepotism, as well as dishonest communication, must be avoided. To practice truthfulness, this is to be avoided. Is it not? Dishonest social practices like corruption, bribery, and nepotism, as well as dishonest communication, must be avoided. Moreover, both gambling and speculative business enterprise destroy truthfulness, and so devotees must keep distance from them. Right? So, practice makes perfect. Practice, not theory. Practice makes perfect. We have not heard that theory makes anyone perfect. It is practice that makes one perfect. So we should not just be theoretically in our Krishna consciousness. We should be practical. We should practice everything that we hear. What we hear, which is authentic from the scripture given by Acharya, we should follow. We should practice them. Therefore, practicing truthfulness also includes avoiding telling half-truths, not being silent when an untruth is being spoken, and being respectfully straightforward in dealings. This is a practice. So on telling lies, you say, no, Mataji, no, this is not correct. Why did you tell me that? Yes, but excuse me, I'm sorry to offend you, but this is not correct. And Sir Papa didn't say like this. It is not to challenge, it is being truthful. And people will not like you, but Krishna will like you. Which one is best? But we don't do that. Because we are afraid of common people. And we prefer to disobey Krishna and obey common people. Because we are not honest ourselves. We're not honest. Person who is honest will obey Krishna, not common people. A person who is truthful is trustworthy, and a trustworthy person is accepted in society, whatever their varna or ashram may be. A trustworthy person is respected everywhere. Why the Goswamis accepted as a special master in Braj? Because of their qualities. They didn't initiate the whole preservation. Come and sit down for fire initiation. They didn't do that. But they all accepted that this our chariots. And they follow whatever they tell. Exactly they follow. Because of their qualities. So it's good that we should practice them so we can represent our community, so we can gain the trust of people around us. People should trust us. People should trust our transparency. Why? Because when we trust you, we're going to give our life to you. I know that you're not going to cheat me. That is why when you disappoint someone, it's very, very, very difficult, very, very devastating. Because people have given their trust to us. To destroy trust is very dangerous. Some people will be so devastated that they will never recover from it. It's very rare to find some people who will recover from it. So we can see how dangerous it is to be untruthful. To gamble people's life. This morning we mentioned we shouldn't gamble with our lives, and we shouldn't gamble with other people's lives. We gamble people's lives by telling them lies, by cheating people, telling people something which you know, diverting people. This is a dangerous speculation. And we speculate. This is what we're doing. We are gambling with people's lives. We speculate. Therefore, if you don't know something, we don't say it. Because it will affect people. Alright? We'll continue. Huh? Is it clear? So the next item here, the number five, is compassion and pridelessness. Compassion and pridelessness. Compassion. Compassion and prideless. Pridelessness. A leader should be compassionate. And Srila Prabhupada gave example of what is compassion, which is described in Bhagavad Gita. What is material compassion and what is real spiritual compassion? Prabhupada gave an analogy.
Serving the court. Serving the court of the
person. Yes. Yes. Someone is drowning. And he removes the shirt and says, "Oh, my friend, I have saved him. Here is it." But it's the shirt. Where's the person? "No, no, no, I did. Do we proper use the shirt, the coat of a person? It's the body. We are dealing with people's body without the people. So when we do charity, what is that? Charity is what? It's the body. The soul is starving, is suffering. And he gave another analogy, the bed in the cage. The cage is being nicely taken care of, but the bed inside, no food. This is what our charity, what is that, what it means? Philanthropic activity, that is it, that what it means. We are simply taking care of the cage, but the bird inside the cage is dying. We decorate the house, paint the house very nicely, but what is inside the house are not eating, they are not prasad. But we have prasad. We are eating very nicely. Very good. Thank you very much for making nice arrangements for devotees to enjoy. We enjoy ourselves here peacefully. This life. Look what Papa gave to us. The devotees come together and celebrate our fortune. We should be happy. Why you should not be happy? Papa didn't give a society for people to come and my brother said pity party society. It's not a pity party society. I'm lamenting, you should lament more. This is a different society. This is a completely different thing. We celebrate our liberation. Liberation means that we are being disentangled from material existence by the process of Krishna consciousness. Strong sadhana in the sweet association of devotees. This is society Prabhupada gave to us. Let us maintain this, not inviting Kali to enter inside. We will cause pain to ourselves, which is not what Prabhupada had in mind in establishing this society. So we are taking care of people's body and forgetting the soul. There's no compassion. Compassion means that we are taking care of the soul. So when Prabhupada gave us Krishna consciousness. So materially speaking, one will ask, what good did you do for the society? Sri Ramakrishna Society, they have schools, they have hospitals, they have this, they have that. What do you do? What are you doing for society? What is it? Do you have a hospital for? See, people are suffering everywhere. You cannot finish the sufferings of people in this world. Actually, we are interfering with nature's law. Our so-called health. It's an interference in nature's law. So real compassion is to give Krishna consciousness. You may see, well, this is This is philosophical. And many people don't have that piety to appreciate this. Therefore, to break it down to the level so people can really identify and analyze, okay, something happening. Bible established food for life. So the diet and the medicine. So Papa did for us. My country, the Christians, some of them, they give money to their people to help them establish business and other. They're going to do business without understanding the law of karma, the law of reincarnation, the identity of the soul, the relationship between us and Krishna. So what is the use of that? We simply expand people's suffering. Because if I have no money, my sinful activities reduce. If I have money, I'm going to expand my sins. Instead of killing small animals, I'm going to kill a big cow. So what good is that to me? So to do all these things is not compassion for the soul. To give spiritual knowledge is the real compassion, the real charity. To save people from suffering. And Prabhupada gave an example. Powerful. Every knowledge of Prabhupada, the knowledge of Prabhupada is more powerful than the other speaking things. The knowledge is so powerful. They just go to the point completely. Someone is in the jail. Material is in jail. And we're all having our jail term. So someone comes and says, my friend, don't worry. Be peaceful here. So I will give you all the clothing and the food and you just stay here and worry. And someone else comes and says, hey, my friend, this thing is not necessary. Your father is such a big person. You don't need to suffer like this to get food. Come. We'll take you to your father. Which one is the best? One who takes us to our father is the best. Because do we need to build together we need with our father? No, everything is there in abundance. Everything is there. This is what Prabhupada did. Taking us back to our father, our supreme father who owns everything. So what is the use of hanging around with this paltry business or contributions? What is it? Nothing. It's compassion. I'm prideless. Prideless. We really look at the community. Prideless. There's no claim over what we do. There's no claim. You know, I'm the maintainer of this community. I'm the maintainer. Everybody is existing because of me. See, come and see what I do. Take care of this. So can you give me donation? That's pride. Prideless. We don't claim right over what we do. We don't show us who we don't present ourselves. This is the life of devotees. So a leader who has this quality, he will have everything. You have the support of everyone. You have the support. Because people identify what a person who has the wonderful qualities easily command the love of everyone around. People will be attracted, like magnet. Magnet and iron, they don't go opposite. Wherever there's magnet, iron will go to that direction. They can't go opposite. So it is necessary for the devotee to have this quality. Even if one is very, very powerful, if there is pride, Nobody would appreciate. And it's so dangerous that is where Maya would enter into us. Maya comes for that. Pride. So leaders should be prideless. 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 Means that we should not show off. Don't tell people what we do. Questions? Comments? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 36:35. One hour. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Brahman, how can we help ourselves to stop acting in the wrong, deliberate way?
How can we help ourselves to stop acting in
the wrong, deliberate way?
In a wrong, deliberate way.
Yeah, it came when you were speaking about fruitfulness.
How can we help ourselves from doing acting wrongly? Best thing is to know. The first thing we should know. We should know this is wrong. And when we do something wrong, we are not going to be happy. When we do something good, we'll be happy. Even without someone telling us, we feel happy when you do something good. And we do something wrong. Also, without someone telling us, we also will not be happy. We will not be happy. Say, well, no, I've done something wrong. Something which is not palatable. Nobody appreciates this. We will not. We'll get the result of everything we do. So, the first thing is that we should know what is good and what is bad. So, the truth is that if we do something wrong, it is not for somebody, it is for ourselves. Maya will make it look like you are very intelligent, you're very smart, very powerful, but actually we have cheated ourselves, right? If I slap you, I slap you now and I say, what can you do to me? And I'll be like, see, I slapped you now, nothing happened. No, nothing happened. What will happen? Like a kichaka. Kichaka. And kichaka. Maharaj. Virat. Kingdom. You know it? Winter, yeah? Have been there, that's what I'm saying. Have been there too. Congrats, Palace. It's in Maharashtra. After Pune, you go to Santara. Santara. You don't know this. Yes, Maharashtra. After Pune, you go to Santara. This in the Santara you get. This is where his kingdom is. So, Virat Maharaj was ruling the place, and his commander in chief is Kichak. Very powerful. So the last year of the Pandavas exile, they stayed there, and Kichaka became attracted to Draupadi. And she was telling him, please, I'm married. Don't disturb me. Please, I'm married. Pride. Because Kichaka has the strength of 10,000 elephants. Who was equal to him that time? Nobody. Except Bhimsena. Only two people at that time. I'm proud. So who are you to say no to me? You don't know me. It's pride. The moment they say, you don't know me, it's pride. But who are we in this world? Who? The next moment is going to happen in a shoulder dislocation and can't do anything, can't function properly. You can't listen properly, you can't sit properly. Even palatable procedure before you, you can't eat next because that is how powerful we are in this material world. This is. Those who are intelligent, who knows? When I say, you don't know me? Who are you? You are what? The next moment, Maya is going to punch your face and your flag. So this pride is not necessary. Kitsune was very proud because he has this strength which is, he doesn't know that there is somebody else who is more powerful than him. This is our illusion in this country. Everyone thinks that I'm best, forgetting that the next moment you see someone who is better than him. In anything that we do in this world, the next moment you get somebody who is better than you completely. But when one is blinded by pride, won't see that. Nobody was telling him, please do not maintain this mentality because I am married. I have my wife. No, nobody has ever told me that in this life. Whatever I want, I get. So you have to. So she reported to her saying, being who had been bending like a snake that been trampled upon by his tail. Beam, that is Beam's nature. 14 years, Beam had been waiting. When with the 14 years end, I'm going to drink the blood of Dushasha. And for Satriya, they have pride. And it is justified for them. These all Satriyas are Brahmanas, no. Satriya, their body is very nice, really very beautiful. They are handsome. Satriya is very handsome because of the training I kept carrying on. Their body is very beautiful. They are handsome. And the power is also there. They are also resourceful. So all the facilities is what the Satriya is. She is very proud of that. So she told Bhimsena, this person is disturbing me. Let us live our Christian conscious life and see whether we are encouraging each other in our Christian. Don't disturb anyone with our word, with our body, with our mind, with our whatever senses, our activities. Please. Let us be encouraging to each other in everything. So Bhim was very angry. Oh, all these days I've been looking for someone to fight, and nobody. This is a feast for Satriya. So one day Draupadi brought the food for Bhim, and he wanted to. He ran away. Kichaka followed her. And when he got to the king, he kicked as he fell before the king. He was more powerful than Pilat. So all his victory was because of Pilat. Of course, he has a good quality that he was not showing it to the king. But everything we have in this world has limit. So that day was the limit of his thing. And Draupadi fell down before King Virat. And he didn't say anything. We already said that injustice should not be tolerated because it is untruthfulness. Maharaj, Virat didn't do anything, which is very dangerous. So Kichaka told her, do you see what happened? Did you see? When you felt that anything happened? So, don't have sense? Come to me. That's where you have your peace. So she knew that this is not going to end. So she told Bhimsena. Bhimsena was very angry. Go and tell him that you're ready. So she went back and said, who has given you that intelligence? Now you're intelligent. Before you're a fool, now you're intelligent. So 8 o'clock. You see, there was no disappointment. There was no disappointment. In fact, he was there before the time. He was there. But him had dressed himself like a woman of sari and would have lay in the bed there. Why was it he was breathing like Kagasura? He was watching. So he opened his eye to see, has he come? And then finally he came. And and so somebody like this, oh great. It's nice. So he went to massage her feet. It's a woman who should massage the husband, but he is massaging her. Opposite. this is intoxication like that. One would miss the sense. They saw that the body was not. This is onion. Before he goes, convince himself that this is not a woman who like. Him draw away the sari and jump out of the bed. And they fought and then killed him. Bim pounded him. He pounded him. Biasa Devi said it was a lump of flesh. There's no single bone. He pounded him completely that there was nothing, no bone in his body again. It was just a lump. Everything was. Yes. So, the pride makes one blind. Devil should try to control. Should learn how to control. For this, we should know the consequences of this. It will bring us suffering. It's only suffering we get. Only suffering. So we should know. Confirmed. Anyway, it was true here. It's important for us to know the danger of doing wrong things is very dangerous. We are going to suffer unnecessarily for it. Like Kichaka, he suffered, he died just because of pride. He couldn't control the other senses. Pride is not alone. Pride is not alone. Greed is the mother. Greed. Is the mother, then pride will come inside as a component, in the package. Envy will come inside. So we should begin from controlling. Yes. To do that, we need knowledge. And to have knowledge, we have to approach a teacher. So we should have a teacher to educate us, to train us. That's why Srila Prabhupada established this process of questioning and answering, so we can have complete understanding how to do everything for our own benefit.
Praveen Kumar Silata, Hare Krishna, Dandava Pranam. Because of pride, somebody assumes himself as a great devotee. He regarded himself as an advanced devotee and cultivated enviously. He couldn't recognize his deviations in consciousness. Because of restlessness in mind, later he offended an ashtray, a friend who is a very nice devotee. Now he lost the faith in chanting. Instead, he became like a hard-hearted and uncontrollable animal. He asked for forgiveness from his friend as a formality, but not from heart. In any life, will he receive love of Godhead? At which point to have checked himself.
Right from the beginning, this is very good. This is very, very poetic. Very nice. Nicely arranged and perfectly composed. This is that. See, so here we can see graduation. It has graduated, and come to a conclusion. So when somebody falls, and we should know that is the person has fallen a long time back. This is just a culmination. It becoming manifest, becoming physical.
So right from the beginning, we should know from the beginning something which we are going to suffer for tomorrow. We should start correcting it from today before it becomes a canker worm in our system. So if we are practicing very nicely, if we are practicing sincerely in association of devotees, we will be able to get help when brothers and sisters around us will tell us where we are going wrong. And we should be ready to accept advice, correction. We should be ready to do that. If we are not ready to accept correction, we are not ready for any advice, it is very dangerous. We are on a dangerous platform. In fact, we are already finished. Because we are not going to, our mind will become our deity, which we worship every day. Not Krishna, not the spiritual master, not brothers and sisters, whom Krishna has kept with us to help protect us and support our Krishna consciousness. So when a devotee has come to the point where no devotee is ready to help us while leaving everything from Krishna, that is very, very dangerous, very risky. We shouldn't come to that level. And for this, we need to not to isolate ourselves. We should be with devotees so devotee can see and help us. Now, our government are telling us to be isolated. That is very dangerous. Don't be with the people. You should be alone. Just stay alone. Death does not depend on group or individual. Death is already there in the body. What is going to happen will happen. Yeah, we can say, yeah, we're taking precaution. What is the precaution without Krishna? Application is only Krishna. Without precaution, there is no protection. Without Krishna, there is no protection. Whatever system, whatever measure we take, is just nothing but a failure. We are already finished. So we should take advantage of why the spiritual masters arrange all the people around us. Why this arrangement is made? It's for our own good. For example, a person who is sitting and is doing japa, is sitting and sleeping. If you are sleeping in a room, who will tell you are sleeping? Nobody will tell you are sleeping. And you are going to spend 2 hours chanting only one round. Because the man tells you they are chanting. You are chanting. So when you wake a devotee, we don't feel that we are sleeping. So yeah, I'm chanting. It's only after illusion. When illusion is over, then you see that. It's only one that they are chanting. It's like two hours. But if we are with somebody, we say, Prabhu, I need to stand up. So, to be together is important. Association is important. We cannot do this alone. We need association. Therefore, our masters have given this association. It is very important that we should appreciate what our superiors are doing for us. We can show that appreciation by how we deal with each other. Alright? From here? Any question or comment from here? There we go. Thank you. Slapa Upadi Ki
Jai.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.